Who wrote it? The Mishnah?
I guess. Well, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So this heavy cream milk, if that's what I should get.
Zero carb. Fat.
All the other ones have carbs in it? Why?
Because they're junk.
Because they put stuff in?
No, because milk has built-in sugar.
And this?
It's not milk. Also.
This is the real milk.
It's not milk, it's cream.
It's the real milk.
It's not milk.
The other stuff is junk.
Not milk, it's cream.
The other stuff is junk.
You get cream cheese out of it.
The other stuff is junk.
You get my cream cheese out of the other stuff. This is cream
cheese. This is so good.
It's delicious. Okay. You don't need sugar in your coffee if you use this. And it's no carbs. Zero carbs. The other stuff is, I can't drink coffee with it. It feels like water. I don't know.
Right. This is very good.
And then when you really want to get the fall, put butter into
it. I grew up, I had skim milk in my house.
Yeah.
Skim milk is worse than water. Miles would put water in.
We had the green one.
I grew up my whole life like that. Whole life. My family never ate potatoes,
no
eggs, no meat, only the top of the chicken.
It's healthy.
Because whatever, I don't know, potatoes are not healthy. But in those days, they thought it was healthy. I don't know, sugar. You know, bad potatoes is for a guy who has diabetes. It's like the worst thing you could possibly eat. Potatoes, bananas, worst thing you could eat.
Bananas
is bad.
Potassium is good.
No, but it's not good if you have a sugar problem. It's not good. Fruit's bad if you have a sugar problem.
Right. I cheated. I take an apple.
I actually enjoy an apple now. You know what I mean? I never enjoyed an apple. Now it's like enjoyable to eat an apple. You know, it's a treat.
You realize how sweet it is. It's like, you know, it explodes in your mouth.
Take a piece. I haven't had it in a long time, but in like 14 weeks. But take a piece of Mike's chicken, the cornflakes chicken.
You can.
Now, eat it. You're like, what the hell's wrong with that? Like, are you crazy?
I couldn't do it. I still can't do it.
See, I used to love eating that chicken, but now it's weird. It's like, what are you doing? Why? What? Even he says that his.
That's what's called a mayonnaise.
He says that his stuff doesn't have his grilled chicken doesn't have sugar.
Right.
It has sugar, but then he told me that the baby grilled chicken doesn't have sugar. But the regular grilled chicken, I tasted it. Like, why? What do you do? What do you do?
Sugar makes you want more. What do you mean?
Of course, that's why. That's the whole. That's the reason. That's what this guy Kennedy is trying to stop. Because all that stuff, those chemicals, you know, they make you want more. That's why everything has sugar in it. I said, you know, the combination of sugar and cornflakes and chicken, it turns the chicken into carbs. It means you think, okay, at least I'm eating chicken. No. The chicken is poison now. Now it just, you take meat with sugar, these meats on Yom Tov that all these ladies make for the families, you know, you take ribs with the rub and you put all this junk on it. First of all, it's horrible. Don't taste good. The best meat is a cowboy steak with nothing on it. You know what
people
I mean?
Don't know what meat tastes like.
These people are making this, like, you know, these ribs with the rub. It's in a heavy juice. It's disgusting. But meat's delicious.
It's supposed to taste like meat. It's not supposed to taste like sugar. Steak sauce.
Right.
But once you put the sugar on, not just did you ruin the meat, you made the meat unhealthy. It means now the meat clogged your arteries. So it's like, it's mamash sugar nazach. All right, what are you going to do? Tanya Yidach. You ready? We're up to Samach Alpha and Beis. Today's shir is Rafu Shlema, Eliezer Mechan Amiro.
Who's that?
First.
The paper from Henry
Kolt. Eliezer Mechan Amiro and Esther, Tinek Bas Toiba Esther, Ben Toiba Esther, and Esther Chai Bas Tavoiro, and Rabbi Yaakov Ben Chana, and Rav Shmuel Benita Etel. Zok de Gemara. Tanya Idach, B'nai Yisrael, we got to say the Maisa. The Manchester, the Don Segel said, say over the Maisa, that this Yid was in Prague and he had a dream that under the bridge in a certain area, there's a big treasure. So he had it 3 nights in a row and he went down there and they said, what are you doing? And he said, he tells them about the dream and they said, oh, you had a dream? We had a dream for 3 days in a row that there's a Yid in Prague and this, address has a treasure behind his oven. Got back into the horse and buggy, went to his house under the oven and found the treasure. It's a school for Ashiris and Shefa, and Elam Shav Shefa Bernachas. Starting today, you have Brahm?
Yes.
But he came with the problem, it's okay.
Yeah.
He's holding out to his baggage, it's okay.
Go. Why don't you go take a slice of pizza from the pizzeria in the kitchen? Oh, yeah? Okay. Good. I don't want the pizza either. I love it, but it doesn't love me. Tan Ida. My grandma used to say that. I don't even know what that means. Tickle me and I'll laugh, she used to say. Tickle me. Yeah, I would say something like a little sarcasm. She would say, you're poking fun? No. Anyway, Schisi, you're going to lie to me, the Baba. Okay, Tanya Idach, B'nai Yisrael, Ein Li'el B'nai Yisrael, Geirim Abodim Shechor Minayin, Tam Lemer, Hamakiv, Hamakiv. Einoi, El, Zekoin Hamakiv, Shami Yodav Tavieno, and he's got it over here. Yodav Tavieno, Asisha Hashem Eschelev Al-Chazir Vienu. So that tells you, Hari Bailam Amar, Ketzad, Menech Yodoy Tachas Yidei Abailam Omeinev. So more says, Ketzad, how do you do it? Oisa, Ketzad Oisa, Menech Emurim Al Pisas Yad, you put the Emurim over here, V'chazeh V'shoik Aleihem, and then, V'chol Mokam Shiesh Lechem Alechem Amal, bread is always on top. Hecha, Omar Papa, Mimluim, you see from Mimluim, my timer, Elam Shinuchsev Shoik Atchum, V'chazeh Atchufa Atnufa, Al Yishach Alovim, Yaviyu, Lohanef, Tenufa v'aksivas achel v'alchaz v'yevienu. It says v'akeret. Amar ba Yehuda ma'isle koyim beisad mitchaim v'ramilez. That's it. He gives them. He flips it to him. V'aksiv. Yeah. Now somebody's asking me, why do you have to flip it? Why don't you just hand it?
Pass it up, pass it across.
Yeah, just pass it across.
Turn it upside down.
I think that one hand. He was only in one hand. And he just flips it to him.
Flapped it open.
Yeah. I don't know. That's small. No, that's small.
The chazal is a big piece.
It's a little shepsel. How big is a shepsel? Shepsel is teeny. Right?
Baby,
20
years old.
20 years old, so nothing. Yeah. What's in, what did he eat in the shepsel? Anything to eat in there?
Yeah, sure.
What do you have?
All the food.
No, you have like the lamb chops?
Yeah, sure. But like each chop is like, it's like a little circle.
It's
like
a lamb chop. So Gemara says, Amaya, who the Maya say,
how many kazesim are there in the carbon piece?
Not many.
Like, are we talking about 10 or are we talking about 30?
Oh, well, using the whole thing. You can take the feet.
You don't know if it's like for a small family or if it's like can feed like...
No, it's really like not a lot.
How many? In the old days, they ate the whole...
A kazayas is this amount of meat. You realize what a kazayas is. A kazayas is a ball.
Right, I'm saying the only...
What's a kazayas?
I'm talking to my wife about this. How like a liquid...
You didn't fill up on the Karban Pesach. You filled up on the Chagiga.
But you can. You can go ahead and eat Karban Pesach too. What's the difference? If you needed to, you only go...
Like I said, regular liquid family make do with one carbon.
Yeah.
But like once you start mixing with all the grain crates and...
No, but but then you don't have to go ahead and... You don't have to make a shlomo on top of it. You don't have to have tagging on top of it. You just use the carbon paste as your dinner.
Right.
And that's
right.
It.
Let's say we're just talking about kazais. Yes. Kazais.
Right. Kazais is this... It's a circle. This amount of meat. The ball, this big.
I understand that, but you know lamb.
How big?
Yeah. The anatomy of the animal.
They're very small. There's not much left. The fur adds a lot of space.
My question is...
All that ball.
When they go family, you want carbon based off. Is it probably?
Yeah, for sure.
But once you have one zeta with all the gain, then you get...
Also, you could probably get enough.
Probably good.
Yeah, because then you get out. You also, don't forget, you're bringing carbon shalom together with
it. I'm just kazesim. Just let's say everyone gets kazesim.
Yes, you could probably do it.
You probably have 25, 30 kazesim in a shepsula.
Maybe.
Okay.
They're not that big. All the meat, it's like, there's not that much there.
You can eat the feet.
Yeah, but again, they're not eating
the eyes. They can eat the head in the old days.
There's nothing on the head to eat. You're eating the cheap meat, that's it.
That's not
the tongue.
The tongue.
Yeah. You're not eating the brains. No, you're not allowed to break the head. You can't break the skull to get it.
Right, you can't break a bone.
So then what do you do? You just let it?
You just leave it alone. No, but it's also, it's not meat. You don't have to eat it. Doesn't come there, so.
Okay. If he would go to Satmar, the Shepsel, he would get thick cheeks because the Rebbe.
We always have to go back to the trauma.
Some.
Dekros the hand. Yeah, I had that. There you go.
Take the number up the bilim. There's an ishildik. There's an ishildik.
I already knew. I went up already. Went out. I used to take him off
before. Like Hamburger tells me today, he says when he was in yeshiva, the rebbe came over to him and thought he did something, so he slammed his head against the desk. He got really hurt. So rebbe apologized to him. Felt bad, and rebbe made the mistake of calling his father to tell him that he feels bad. Your son's going to come with a bruise. He wasn't supposed to get such a heavy. He deserved something, but not like that. I apologize. So we got home, his father says, I should smack you for getting a phone call like this. He says, yeah, but the rebbe called you to apologize. Yeah, but the fact that it was even negeya, yeah, maybe he went too far. But you know what? I don't think that's too far.
There was a kid in my class whose father, when his kid came home from getting smacked, went back to the yeshiva and chased the rebbe around the administrator's office because he was going to kick him in the head. He used to take karate, he was a hothead. He was going to go ahead and beat the guy up.
It says Mulam Malka, he's watching an AI video. The more merrier people you have, the better it is.
The more merrier.
Let's get this. That's the one we just saw, yeah. Okay, this guy. So, and then some
We didn't get that.
No, where's that? Oh, yeah, that's the first part, yeah.
So maybe
you can see it. And then I'll shnei kvasim. Nishtakel, akosav. It's you don't know. It could go either way with the pasuk. Ben yedaim lechem agav kvasim kvasim agav lechem. Mam etzim chom akam lechem malav kam lechem malah heicha. Amar bo bemeluim. The basis of mishul may make kvasim lemalav. Manim kam shnei kvasim. Hoytzi shiva. That seven kvasim you don't do tenufa. Chanim becha. You don't do tenufa. Chanim becha noyamem. Meniach shtei lechem meniach kseim.
But those shiva don't come with lechem. Those shiva kvasim regular shiva kvasim of the musaf.
Yeah, you're right. But you know, but you don't need tenufa. Of course, the chiddush don't need tenufa.
Okay. Even though, but I'm saying, I'm trying to tell you after where I'm putting the lechem, whether going on top or on bottom of the kvasim, you're telling me that I wouldn't do tenufa on the other ones, but they don't have lechem.
Yeah, no, this has nothing to do with that. This is just a separate halacha that we're saying. That's why it's saying like that. Only to my the shiva kvasim, but tenufa.
Yeah, but we're talking about tenufa of
lechem and kvasim, yeah. Both.
Is it the problem
with
the lechem gets wet and dirty?
No.
That's probably why you don't put them on the bottom.
Sourdough. Has a good crust.
It's
the meat. Meat's not wet. You have a good, go into a butch, you get a good cowboy steak. It's not wet. It's good. I'll show you.
Even fresh.
Dried aged.
It's a, what do you call it, fagyu?
Fagyu, exactly.
What's it called? Fagyu, right?
Which one is it?
Fagyu.
What's that meat called? The meat that's.
Put it in.
What's that meat called? Fagyu.
It's good meat. I don't know.
Wagyu.
Fagyu. I'm just. Yeah.
However you want to write it, that's going to be up to you.
Who said it's wagyu? Maybe it's fagyu?
You're right.
Maybe I'm right.
I love how you double down. That's the best part of all of this. That whatever it is, you double down on the explanation.
English is a stupid language. Who made it up? Some guy in Africa made up the word, and we're stuck with it. No.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I like how you do it.
He's doubling down.
That's what I'm saying. That's the best part about it. He doesn't go ahead and take the correction. He doubles down on the explanation.
Hey, Chomar, Papa, Bez Mishul, my Kvasin, Lamalo, Manam Kamshak. What is it? Okay. Chanim Echachinoyamer. This is an interesting thing. You have the four legs. You put it between. Because you have both. Lechem agav kvasim, kvasim agav lechem. Because you have
sandwiched.
So Gemara says, "I'm going to have you if any melech boss of domain knows him can't any melech machalam because well, who does this?
You're going to sandwich the meat.
Ela maniach zebetzad zeh umenef side by side. Frick more of a bein al. You need on top.
Side by side. If I'm holding the chazel, if I'm holding like, there's no tray. It's on my hand. That's me on my hand.
It's a live animal. Live animal. The kvasim. You do before and after. You do both.
I'm talking about afterwards.
After you put it side saying, by side.
But I'm holding it in my hand.
Right, so you put it on the side and you lift it like this.
I hold it together with the meat.
Yeah, with the meat, and you lift it like this. So Gemara says, I've been al Amr al Chizda, the Amnuna Amr al Chizda, Amnuna Amr al Chizda, Rabbi the Tamei, the Amr al is besomach. The Tanya Masata Amr al Chizda, Lavoino, Zaka.
That's a
pasuk. Rabbi Aimer.
Don't repeat what I'm saying.
Rabbi Aimer. Al basamach, atayim al basamach, and al mamish. Kshayim, it's a kois alor, and it's a parochas. Atayim al basamach, because the parochas was a separation between the kodesh kedoshim and the heichal.
That was this week's parsha.
Yeah.
There you go. Once again, shuli.
Bailuchu maybe Milo Meirid. So you do the hiji biji dance. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Bailuchu maybe the misharuch shaloi. Milo Murray, the Mishash Mayan by Oshlim, Maro Mas Nahoki, Amara Hoki, Amara Kambar Okfam, Abyssi Bakhinin, Mulch maybe the Atsu Rukhus Royce, the bad winds. Milo Murray, the Atsu Tlolim Rayim, a bad also, it's also winds, it's some kind of bad. Yeah, Tal Rayim, yeah. I'm raised by Robin, Zaysimar Shira Mitzvah Makram is a promise. You see that even the Shira Mitzvah is Makbron, the Tnufa Shira Mitzvah, by Tseris Rukhus Royce, Tlolim Rayim. I'm Rav Achen Lulav. By lulav, you do the same thing. You see, that's why by lulav, you if you don't turn over to Ezra, you get it right away. But this is a sheer mitzvah. Rachav Yaakov Amar, Mamtilei, Umaisilei, he would do this. Umachvi, Hachiv, Amagir Benes, and he would stick it in the sultan's eye, say, hey, buddy, bubala, even we got the lulav, what time is it? I forgot to change the clock. Whole Shabbos, I'm off. Dance with the left foot in. I'm a gurbe and a sin. If Lam Milsi, you shouldn't do that. The Satan will get you in a black alley somewhere. So he'll get even with you. So don't stick in his face. You have to work around him, not work against him. Remember that. It's like a bad partner. Tanabana, Zivch Hashem at Sibra, Tuna and Trufa.
What happened this
week? A lot of information.
You had a therapy.
Yeah, I had an extra hour this week. He had extra time, so I was able to. I speak to my boys. I tell them, listen, you know what? I got to speak to my therapist. Rebbe goes to therapy? Yeah. Is it a problem? No, I mean, I also go. I don't tell anybody. Oh, okay, good. Well, why do you go? If I told you that I have to kill you, I can't tell you where I go. I have a lot of problems. Oh, me also. Oh, okay.
Make me feel good.
I got a kid to go to therapy for this. I changed his whole life.
Really?
Yeah. Last year, there was a kid in my class. I came in Pesach, and I spoke to his mother. He's from Baltimore. And she said that he needs to go to a therapist. Like, he's a great kid, but he cannot listen to anybody. He has a problem. You know, and I saw, like, I would say, like, hey, what's going on? Because nothing. Like, the minute you say something, forget it, you know? Anyways, I schmoozed with him. I said something to him about the third. Okay. I said something about Thursday night, something. He says, maybe I'll come over tonight. I said, no. So she told me, if you get him to go to therapy, you change his life. He needs it desperately. He won't listen to me. And anybody tells them, he writes them off. So he said, oh, Rebbe, can I come over tonight, Thursday night, to chill a little bit? Thursday night doesn't work for me. Why? I have my therapy. I don't miss. He says, what? What do you mean? What's the problem? What? He was like, he couldn't talk. He was like, why do you go?
Everybody
I'm going for years. Everybody needs to go. We live in a crazy world. I mean, I have a lot of things that bother me, things. Trauma. So he says, what? Like, give me a marshal. I can tell you where I'm at. If you want to come with me, I'll ask him if you could come with me. He could sit in on one session, you know. He's like, I said, no, I would never let you. It's private. But everybody calls. Are you kidding me? I probably have a kid in the yeshiva. Goes, I don't know. Liza, I got him to go.
And he got to go?
Yeah. Or, yeah. He told his mother, if my Rebbe goes.
Next thing you know, it's
Tuesday. No. He sent me at what time?
You go twice a day.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the whole shir has to suffer. The whole shir has to suffer.
No, I think we're all in it together.
cross breeze. I know how you feel. Cross ventilation. Open that door so the other door could go out. Okay. Morty, you never made it to my office, by the way. Talking about therapy. Tomorrow, stop in.
When you,
we got to do a little renovation. Don't tell anybody.
Right.
What's that? What's
the answer? You're being
what? He didn't tell me how much it was. I'll sell him. Don't worry about it.
Tell him about it.
You know the Cruel of Abba?
Yeah.
Cruel.
Yeah, my father had a child should have been in his house today. He had some sort of symphony of beat volume.
In Florida?
In Flatbush.
Oh, okay.
40, 50 Hasidim in there packing.
Which is real Hasidim? That's where he's in Bar.
Williamsburg. He's got a huge building. He's got a big,
and get a nice fur.
Oh, of course, he's a nice fur.
So your father put out all the silver, they got the whole thing.
All the silver, yeah.
It's the first time your father had your shoulders like this. They made the Hoydel Hashem, Kitay, they do the whole thing.
They make Kiddush.
They make Kiddush. They make Kiddush.
They make
Kiddush.
They
make Kiddush. Yeah, Hashem, they make Kiddush.
He said he has to be a very smart.
When did your father finish? He just finished. He just finished Hashem. Oh gosh, you have to have kayak for this stuff. It's not for me. Excuse me, Rabbi, I gotta use the restroom. Can we just hurry up this thing?
Imagine you needed to smoke to get
it. Yeah, in the old days, never else to cigarette. Okay, you know the Maisa. This is Shalim, a guy. They're on the way up north, 3-hour drive, and they take a bus. It only sounds good in Yiddish, just you'll have to explain that, Gary, in English. So there's no windows, you know, and all of a sudden a guy has got a stomach problem, and it the whole bus is sakarnas of fascists. So the guy goes to his Yankel, was Tittman, and he's too confused. This is noch drei Schuhe, du, also gestickt. He says, cigarette. So they pull out a box of a carton of cigarettes, they start smoking, and it smells good. Also in the hand, the back of the bus, he says, "Want to wash me the Baal Shemcha alone? Have you had a cigarette?"
He doesn't need it anymore. He's good.
Giving out to everybody, and he never he's not getting a cigarette. Baal Shemcha alone. Okay, anyway, yeah, Shalom guy told me this. After he said the joke, he was laughing for a half hour. He's Baal Shemcha, it's great. Israelis are great. Tana Rabbanan, what's going on at Israel? Any news? Today, Lebanon was bombarding today. Up north, there were 500 sirens today. A whole day straight. All the what?
All the seminaries, all the girls that went out, they left Rishon, they had enough. There were a lot of the seminaries camped out and went to Ashdod.
Ashdod is no sirens?
It's more west, it's not so much east, it's more...
There's not much space between east and west.
What is going on there? Can they get rid of this Iran thing already?
This is what they're doing, they're busy.
They're not the oil.
It's a separate island?
It's off of Iran, but it's a middle of
the
street.
15 miles off Iran,
They own it, and it's a middle of the street.
So they knocked everything out there.
I thought the only thing they tried to have companies to do is make sure that boats, the ships can go through the Strait of Hormuz. Once that's done, he's out.
How is he going to make sure that that happens?
He has all the countries.
He told all the armies of the world, let's go, we got to make sure all the ships can go through.
He said whoever gets oil from that area
has to
step up.
China,
India,
they're all
coming and helping out.
Well, because they get oil from there.
Yeah. So you're part of the
kingdom. We don't get oil from there.
India made an official visit to Israel 2 weeks before the thing started. And Bandi was kissing up Netanyahu for the whole entire trip.
Wow.
Why do you think Bandi went? He the Prime Minister of Israel. Why do you think he made a trip to Israel right before the whole thing?
Why he also needs oil?
His name is Bandi.
Narendra Modi.
Modi. Write that down. Bandi. That's James Bond. He's mixing up James Bondi with Bond. They call me to be here because I'm so good looking. They call me to be in the magazine now.
To be in the magazine.
Bond magazine.
I'm serious. I'm serious. GQ called me. He says, "Listen, we got to get together."
Oh, listen, not the magazine.
No, I'm not going to ask. I know GQ.
He's together with James Bond.
You said something.
Okay, let's go. We're almost there. Tarabon, Zivchi Shabbat Sibra, Tun and Tunufal Akashkita, with Tunufasa Kamoy Shahin. The way it is, Divir Rebbe, Chamayim, Machazeva Shaik, Maki Mifli, what's the argument? Is it Chazeva Shaik or is it the whole animal? You need a Yerman or you can do it yourself. Amel Chizler, Amnun of Amler, Amnun of Chizler, Bedaimino, Minah, like Vasrak Mifli, Rabban and Savi, Domino, Minah. What it means is when you learn out from somewhere, you learn out from there and you take the limon and everything that's there, so you bring it back here, which may be chazev shoyk by carbon yachitz chazev shoyk. Or do you say, no, we learn out from there, and now that you brought it back here, you reverberate back to what we're handling, and we're handling a carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur is not chazev shok. The papa amar, you got to be hip, you know what I mean? The papa amar, the cool amadami no, no, I don't have the rabbi kiosk, my house, and the dovish of my tunnel of coin, Africa, the mushroom tunnel of coin, over here, it's the whole thing. It's the whole thing to the coin. Ravina Amad the Kul Amadam in Avak Basra, really everywhere. Behind time, Shalmehem Ribuhu, it's a Ribu Rashis, because Surah says Shalmeh, now it's a Shalmehem. So then what's it called? Jacques de Gamal. Mashim and I'm a Shalisha Minim Tun and Shalish Mitzvahs. Not Matzahs. It took me a half a day to get out of my mind. The first time I went to Gemara, I'm like, I don't understand, there's three matzahs, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, what is going on over here? I finally figured it's mitzvahs, not matzahs. Shtayim b'chol echad, v'shlish is ein b'hen, v'eluhen. Zivu v'shal m'yachid, v'zivu v'shal m'tzibur, v'shal m'tzor. Zivu v'shal m'yachid, tun and smicha, v'chaim, v'tunufa, shchutim. And you lift it up when it's shechtu, v'eim b'hen, tunufa, chaim. Zivu v'shal m'tzibur, tun and tunufa, chaim, shchutim, v'eim b'hen, smicha, v'shal m'tzor, tun and smicha, v'tunufa, chaim, v'eim b'hen, tunufa, shchutim. This is the Mishnah. Now, Fret the Gemara, v'yu, zivcha shalmi yachet, tunun tuv v'chaim, kav v'chaim, when am I kav v'chaim? Ma zivcha shalmi tzibur, she'en tunun smicha chaim, tunun tuv v'chaim, zivcha shalmi yachet, tunun smicha chaim, en dinsh tunun tuv v'chaim, mi rachmona gav zivcha shalmi tzibur, oysam, and we learn out that osam, osam, Also, Mut is Zivchisham Yachav. You Zivchisham Tzibur, Tunus Smicha Makavachim. Maz Zivchisham Yachav, Shane Tunus Tuvachim, Tunus Smicha, Zivchisham Tzibur, Shane Tuvachim, Tuvachim, and Nish Tunus Smicha. On Ravina Gemir, Shte Smichas Batzibur. It's a Alacha Moshe Messinae.
What Shte Smichas?
Shte Smichas Parham Dovish Al Tzibur, and someone's going to Edo, and Siam Shtalech.
So we're not going to say that I'm Shte Ksuma Bam Kechane Malandim or that kind of
thing? No, it's only over there. The Gemara says, "Shach makavachem." Mazir shalom yochel sheitnu v'tnu v'chaim. Shnu v'tnu v'shchut shamatzam shor shor v'tnu v'chaim. Endi shnu v'tnu v'shachut. Mirachem nagav zir shalom yochel. Oisay l'mutei shamatzora. That's the pasuk of it. Tana rabbanu chamisho sheviu carbon echot. You have five partners, like you have the five partners on that blower: Miller, Hellman, Mermelstein, Ravel, and one other guy. So echot meina v'adekum. One guy has the snow blower for everybody. Snowblower. One guy picks it up for them. It's a shliach. V'isha kain mein v'yada. He does it for her. V'chein shliach carbon. There's a yam kain mein v'yada. If you send the carbon, the kain picks it up for you. That's yesterday's blot. Today's blot. Agutavach. Let's do benching.